Yecheskel, Perek Yud Gimel, L'ilui Nishmas, Marenu HaRav, Avram Nisanel Ben Shlomo, and for Rafua Shalema, for those who need Rafua Shalema, Vayhi Dvar Hashem Eilai Leimar, and the word of God came to Yecheskel once again. This time, Pasuk Beis, Ben Adam Hinavei El Nevi'e Yisrael HaNiba'im, Son of Man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy. It's not a prophesying. V'yomarta l'nevi'ei milibam shimu dvar Hashem. And say to those who prophesy out of their own hearts, listen to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, hoy al ha-nevi'im ha-nevolim. This is what Hashem says. Woe to the mad prophets, to the foolish prophets, asher holchem achar rucham, who follow their own spirit, levilti ra'u, and they say things they have not seen. So this is a nevuah directed directly at the false prophets, of whom there were many. Yirmiyahu Hanavi had been dealing with them at very great extent. These terrible false prophets who invent them out of their own hearts, they use phrases like Yechezkel uses here, Shimu Dvar Hashem, hear the word of the Lord. But it's all mad, it's all deranged. Radakim and Tzudos say it's base and degraded. So either it's madness that the person cannot control, or seemingly, according to most of the Mefarshim, it's a madness that they intend from the outset, that they are prophesying things that are of their own desire, their own will, the invention of their own hearts. They have never seen a prophetic vision in their life. They are trying to manipulate people. They are demagogues. They have a false and delusional message. I'm recording this on election day. So no comparison intended to current political candidates. By the time you hear this, one of them will theoretically have won if the other one doesn't uproot American democracy in an attempt to disprove that one. And I am not talking about either Trump or Harris as being good guys or bad guys. They're both immaterial in terms of Dvar Hashem. They're part of Hashem's plan. That's the only way I can see it. But in terms of whether or not one is right and one is wrong, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows which one he intends to put on the throne, as it were. And then we got to watch out, because we know from the book of Ovadia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the leaders of the non-Jewish nations, he takes their wisdom and renders them foolish, all as part of his plan for what the world is going to be. We're learning this week Parshas Lech Lecha, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu, just laying out the future, the Bris Bein HaBasarim, Yishmael being Pera Adam, it's all here, everything that we're living right now, it's all Maisa Avasim Labanim, millennia ago. So here we've got demagogues and false prophets and people who are setting themselves up for degrading and immoral purposes on many occasions. Material considerations, Rabbi Breuer points out, ignoring the purposes of life that have stood the test of truth. So the idea that they're prophesying about visions that they have not seen, it's also, ulevilti ra'u, they're not seeing the structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to the earth and to the Jewish people. So they're purposefully blinding themselves to the truth. Pasuk Dalet, kishu alim b'charavos, they're like foxes in running around the ruins. It doesn't stand in a break in the building, in the ruins of the building. It just runs around aimlessly. And this is along the lines of these false Nevi'im. Nevi'echa Yisrael Hayu, they were just like these foxes. When they are discredited, when trouble starts, they run away, they scurry, they hide like, you know, rats in an empty building. I just saw movie reference time. I just saw the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie about for crying out loud, the one where he goes to Mars. Not the Running Man, the other one. I'm having trouble with my 80s memory because I'm not quite in my 80s, but I am having memory issues. You know what I'm talking about if you're of age. meaning old enough to remember these things. And so there's these rats over there, and he sticks one of his tracers in a rat, so it runs around, and all the bad guys try to chase the rat, only to find out that it scurries from place to place. He can't catch it. That's what these Nevi'im are like. When they get discredited, when they are false prophets, they have no faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are preying upon those whose faith is weak. And the Abarbanel points out, in the times of David and Shlomo HaMelech, when Yisrael was, Klal Yisrael, was militarily strong and spiritually strong, there were no false prophets to speak of. But when we deteriorate, that's when imposters show up to try to mislead the people and manipulate them and con them. There's a sucker born every minute. Total Recall, that's the name of the movie. And I couldn't recall it. That is embarrassing.